Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The White House could give the green light to release that memo as soon as today. I'm talking, of course, about the memo written by House Republicans that alleges the FBI inappropriately surveilled a Trump aide. The FBI has warned against making the memo public, saying it has grave concerns about material omissions of fact that fundamentally impact the memo's accuracy. President Trump, however, told a lawmaker after his State of the Union address on Tuesday night that he will 100% release the memo. Joining us now is Phil Ewing, NPR National Security Editor. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Jeremy.
And what do we know exactly about what this memo says?
Well, that's the beauty of discussing a secret document that remains classified. We don't know exactly what it says until it comes out, but based on what people have told us and our colleagues who've read it in Congress, it describes a Republican version of events in which a biased Democrat-run FBI in 2016 used unverified information from the infamous Russia dossier to get started with the Russia investigation by basically scamming a judge in the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court to allow surveillance on somebody in the Trump camp because of flimsy evidence about his putative connections to Russia. A lot of this is partisan. It is the Republican version of events, but that is the case we understand that this memo lays out.
The Republican version of events, but the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, said the memo was changed from what his committee voted to release. He now says the committee should vote again on it. How was the memo changed, according to Schiff?
Well, that's another great question because we haven't seen either version of it. We haven't seen the classified Democratic rebuttal that the top Democrat, Adam Schiff, says that he and his staff prepared, except to say that on Monday, the committee, which is controlled by Republicans who hold the majority in the House, voted along party lines to make their version public, but not the Democrats' version. And what Schiff said last night was that actually the document that they transmitted to the White House was a different one from the one the full committee considered on Monday, even though Democrats opposed it. And his point was that we have to be reading from the same sheet of music here and that if there are changes, the committee should have to vote on it again, including the Democrats. We've heard from the chairman's staff, Devin Nunes, this morning, and he said, that's ridiculous. These are minor changes, just kind of grammatical changes, and nothing substantively is different about the memo.
It's also possible that the president or the White House could make changes before the memo is released, correct?
Changes or redactions. And part of the things that people should be aware of here is we've kind of sailed off the map in terms of law and procedure. Nothing like this, a congressional committee using its own authority to release classified material that belongs, quote unquote, to the executive branch, has happened in recent memory if it's ever happened before. And so there is no rule book here. There is no procedure that they typically follow. And that's why everyone involved is kind of improvising. This is provided for in Congress's rules, but it's never actually been done. So presumably the White House could redact some things or suggest other changes, but because this memo actually belongs to the House Intelligence Committee, even though it reflects classified material from the FBI and the Justice Department, they would have to actually release it or change it at some point when we get there. But nobody knows.
The Democrats who lead both the House and the Senate, or lead their parties in the House and the Senate, want Devin Nunes removed from the Intelligence Committee. Is that likely to happen, or is there anything the Democrats can do to stop this memo from being released?
No, it doesn't appear so. They have made very aggressive attacks this morning. The minority leader in the House, Nancy Pelosi, the minority leader in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, they both said Nunes has shown he can't be an honest broker here, that he's given up the privileges that he holds as the chairman of the committee. But Ryan supports Nunes. He supported him all along. He supported him and the Judiciary Committee against some of the requests behind the scenes that the FBI and Justice have made through this whole saga. And it's very unlikely he would lose his job now. And Democrats really don't have any more cards to play or weapons to fire besides rhetoric making these types of attacks to either get Nunes out of his job or stop this memo from being released whenever that happens to take place.
Many believe that this is really all about just putting a cloud over Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the election and possible collusion with the Trump campaign. Is that what this is all about?
Well, what Democrats will say over and over again is that the Republicans here are trying to dirty up the FBI and the Justice Department so that whatever comes out of their investigation in weeks or months, many people won't believe, because the groundwork will have been laid through all this political case that we're adjudicating now, fighting over now, that they're biased, that they're riven with Democrats, that they're out to get the president. And so whatever indictments Mueller might bring in the future, or whatever other process comes out of that, right, people won't trust it.
That's Phil Ewing, NPR National Security Editor. We'll be watching to see if this memo gets released. Phil, thank you.
Thank you.